Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Truly, this is the day that the Lord, he hath made. And what do? We rejoice and be glad in it. I am so grateful on tonight that God has privileged me to be in the land of the living once again, and that I'm able to lift up holy hands and to lift up my voice and to bless his name and to give thanks unto him, because without him it is impossible to live and move and have your being, because he is the God of us all, and he has made us. And when he made us, he looked at us as his creation, and he said that it was good. I know we do bad with our flesh, but still God made us in his image, and his image is great. His image is good. His image is the best, better than best. I tell you, so when he looked at us, that's why Andre Crouch said, God, look beyond my faults. And he saw my need, because what he's looking at is his creation. And he said in the beginning in Genesis that everything that he made was good. That included the snake. He made the snake, and the snake was even good. But he allowed the enemy to corrupt him and to use him against God's word. And that same enemy that tricked Eve is still tricking people now. But because of sin, Jesus Christ was born. Because of sin, he came down from heaven in the flesh to be here to make the way for us to get back home to God. And the only way, we got to have that relationship with him in order to get back to where God intended for us to be. The only way that could happen was through the blood of Jesus Christ. And Jesus had to be born in the flesh, but he died in the spirit. Oh, bless his name. Unto us a child is born. Unto a child is given. Jesus is the reason for the season. This is the day that the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it, because someone did not see this day on today. But God has allowed us to be here in the land of the living one more time. My grandmother used to sing, I'm glad to be in the number one more time. And aren't you glad to be in the number one more time? I know eggs are high, I know that. I know butter's high, sugar's high, and so is God. God sits high and he looks down low. And David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg bread. So I know things are rough right now, but you still have a God who provides a way for you. All you need to do is acknowledge that he is able, and watch him perform miracle after miracle in your life. I was so happy today when I went into the store, and yes, the stuff is high, no doubt about it, but I was able to purchase it. That when it gets to be so high that you walk into the store and you're unable to purchase, then that's the time to fret. But right now, as long as you can pay it, get it. And tell the Lord, thank you. I'm in the grocery store putting things in my shopping cart, giving God the praise, giving God the glory, because it could be where I couldn't afford to put it in my shop. And no, I'm not wealthy. I'm not rich. I don't have a job either. But I give thanks unto God. You know, Jesus himself, when you saw where he was doing communion, they said he took bread and gave thanks. Father. How about you? You just sit down and eat. You don't even give God the thanks that you have food in your hand to put into your mouth. Do you really give God his due benevolence? Do you thank God for your food? Do you thank him for life, health, and strength? I remember when I was a little girl, I couldn't have been much more than about 3, and my mom fixed my lunch for me, and I had a hot dog. I remember this so clearly. I had a hot dog, and mama said, sit down and give God thanks for your lunch, and I told him, thank you for my hot dog. And then I said, Mama, she said, yeah, can I ask God, do he want a piece of my hot dog? She said, he's not hungry, baby. You go ahead on and eat your hot dog. God's not hungry. He's okay. But I offered God my hot dog because I felt like maybe he was hungry. It was lunchtime. I didn't understand that he didn't have to eat. But I just blessed God today for who he is. I thank God. I went home on Saturday to New York, Long Island, to memorialize my brother, my elder brother. Our circle now has been broken in the family of Naomi and Melvin Benjamin. And I tell you, there was a whole man sitting in a little box. I tell you, it's amazing. It's amazing. I didn't think that I knew I could do it, but once the reality and I got up to do it, then it hit me. But you know, God is so good, Mother Janie. He shifted my message into something that I would be comfortable working with. And I tell you, God is worthy to be praised. I was able to bring the message memorializing my brother. God will give you strength in the midst of it all if you trust him. You got to trust him and rely on him because he gave me the strength that I needed to get through that. As mother's saying, when I need him most, Jesus stepped right in. And at that moment, I needed him, and he stepped right in. So I'm going to relinquish my time right now because our mother is with us tonight. Mother is with us only twice a month. So I thank God for her being with us on this evening. I'm going to decrease so mother can increase, and we will go into our message. I promise I won't keep you long, but you know, every week I say that and end up going over the time. But I'm going to stop and bring our precious mother, Janie, on tonight. Bless you, mother. The mic is yours.
Good afternoon, everybody that's on this Virgil line. I would like to say to Pastor Patricia and Jackie and the Benjamin family that we feel your pain. I truly did. I've been there. And then this month, I was saying that it was in the family members that birthday was in December, and it was like two of my sisters and two of my brothers and a couple of the cousins. My son was on the 16th. My father, his birthday was on the 11th, and December really took over our birthday. And you know, when somebody's celebrating a birthday, and compared to a death, that's two different things. And you know, for some reason, we recall all of the birthdays, and I say, you know, this is really a trialing month to think about the birthdays and the people that I know that I've been close to that had bereavement going on during the same time. But Pastor Patricia and Jackie and the Benjamin family, if anyone listening, from the Lennon family, that's my family, I want y'all to know that we've been deeply very concerned about you, and y'all have our condolences. So, like I was saying, I think it was Monday or Saturday, three of them 2 days, had one of my neighbor grandson here. And we were just, you know, shooting the breeze with him. And I said, his name is Tony. And I said, Tony, I said, what's Santa Claus going to bring you? And this child is only 6 years old, or six. And he looked at me. All the children call me Granny. All my grandchildren call me Granny. So Tony started calling me Granny, too. So Tony said, Granny? And I said, yeah, I asked you a question. What's Santa Claus going to bring you, boy? And he said, Granny, let me tell you something. 6 years old now. He said, there's no Santa Claus. So I look at this child and I said, what? He said, where are you getting your information from? He said, well, my mama said it, and my daddy said it, and my auntie said it. So they're going to buy me some kind of school thing. But and Santa Claus is not bringing it. My mom is going to buy it with her money. So that thing down on me. You know, some E-turn you can fool, but you cannot fool all these children. You know, when I was coming up, I even old before I know there wasn't a Santa Claus, which there isn't. But anyway, that thing's still with me. So I was trying to get into Christmas spirit, and I told Pastor Patricia, my grandchildren, the girls are in a girl of pearl at my church, and the director name is Perlinda. She couldn't get all the girls together, and on, I think it been Monday, my phone rang, and she said hello. I say hello. She said, Sister Lennon, how you doing? I said, I'm doing good. She said, I wanted to talk to you in church Sunday, but you know, everything been going on with the meetings and planning for the new pastor, yeah. She said, but I'm calling you because I know you want not to turn a person down, especially when you're dealing with the church. So I said, Miss Melinda, what is it? She said, I want to know if you will be on my Girls of Pearl program for the Christmas program. She said, I would ask somebody else, but you know they're going to say, oh, this and oh, that, and I ain't into that. So right on the rip, I said, yeah, I don't mind what you want me to do. So then she said, I want to ask you, I have like four or five Christmas songs on a paper, and you know we love your singing. So she said, could you do at least one or two of them songs for me? So I laughed, and I said, girl, you calling me to ask me to do a song? Now, you could have mentioned that Sunday, and I would have given you an answer. Yes, I would. So it was kind of jerky, and everybody so much that me and her look so much alike. And numerous people asked if we sisters, but no, we are not sisters. But we get along just like twins, although we are not sisters. So tonight, I'm going to surprise Pastor Patricia, and I'm going to do a couple of Christmas songs for her. I don't know. It's just something to try to get into the Christmas spirit. And one of the songs is Silent Night, Holy Night. Silent Night, Holy Night. All is calm, all is bright. From your virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, sweet shepherds quick at the sight.
Yes.
born in hallelujah.
Yes.
Christ the Savior is born. Born. Christ the Savior is born.
Yes.
Silent night. Heavenly hope, be church in his soul.
Oh, yeah.
Let's be church in his soul.
Oh, yeah.
Let there burn in heaven and nature sing.
Come on, somebody, tell the Lord thank you. Come on and tell the Lord thank you. Come on, let's give God the praise. Come on, let's give God the honor tonight. Lord, we thank you right now, Heavenly Father, for being our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be your name, for thy kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God, we thank you for being God. We thank you because without you there is no other. God, we thank you for your showering of your love upon us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you as we're getting ready to embark upon a new year. But we know, God, that you're going to be with us no matter the storms that come, no matter the winds that blow. God, we know that you are everything. We know that we must put our trust in you. We must know that we must look unto the hill from whence cometh our help. For our help, God, cometh from you. We're not going to look to the right. We're not going to look to the left. But we're going to look unto you, Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. God, you told us to cast our cares upon you, for you care for us. And God, we are casting our cares upon you tonight. God, we're stretching out on you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know you never lost the battle. We know that you never will fail us. God, we just thank you for your love, your arms of protection. Thank you, God, for healing our sick bodies. Thank you, God, for putting money in our pocket. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for taking care of our family. In the mighty name of Jesus, you take care of us through seen and unseen danger. God, we give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor belong to you. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Oh, man, I tell you, I thank God for Jesus. And I thank Jesus for his blood. I know the enemy's been attacking me and my voice, but it's all good. God got me. God is in control. Took care of me as I was driving down the New Jersey Turnpike on Sunday, and I had fallen asleep because I had been awake all night. Didn't want to oversleep. I didn't want my sister to miss her plane back to Charleston. So I didn't sleep no more than about 15 minutes. I got her to the airport, and as I was heading home, I thank God for the car that my husband bought me, and the car has all kind of gadgets on it. It's a smart car, like we got smartphones, but I have a smart car, and God proved that to me, because as I'm driving, I had fallen asleep. And I was approaching a car in front of me. And if it hadn't been for the hand of God, number one, we never exclude him. If it hadn't been for the hand of God, he allowed the car, excuse me, he allowed the car to wake me up. Oh, bless his name. I know some of you don't understand this. Well, how is that possible? But it was possible. As I was getting closer to the rear of the car in front of me to hit the car, I actually would have ran over the car or whatever. But God allowed the car. It has a device in it, a mechanism in the front of the car that if I get too close to a car, it will start making a noise like, that is to make me aware you're too close to the car in front of you. But I was still asleep with my foot on the accelerator driving down this turnpike. So that didn't work. So the car itself hit the brake for me. Oh, bless his name. And caused the car to jerk. And when the car jerked, I woke up and saw that, I would have rammed in the back of that car going down the road, minding his own business. Who would not serve a God like this? I had just preached my brother's memorial service, and my message was, not yet. That was my message. My niece, Tanya, when she was a little girl, we were in New York, and Mama had prepared dinner, and she said, where is that Tanya at? Said, out there playing. She said, well, everybody is eating, and she hasn't come in to get her food, so she went and she called, Tanya, come on and eat your supper. And she said to Mama, she said, not shit. C-H-I-T, T, not shit. She didn't say not yet, Nana. She said not shit. So God gave me to preach the message, not shit. And as I elaborated on the message and I began to give thanks to God and to tell the people the reason why you haven't been cut off yet is because God said, not shit. Oh, bless his name. I just preached about God saying, not now. That's what it means. Not yet. That came, but God said, not yet. My God, today, and I talked about my brother, and I told the story of how he was an over-the-road trucker, 18 wheels. And he had fallen asleep, and his truck went off a 60-foot cliff, went straight down. I never did tell them how he got out, but they had to get the helicopter to airlift him and the truck back up. And he should have died then, but God said, to death angel, not shit. She allowed him to be 71 years old before he took it, but he could have taken him then. And there have been several times you should have been gone. I'm talking to you in Radio Land for the foolishness that you've done. But God said, not shit. I just talked to a mother hours ago, and she told me that her daughter went out and came home drunk. Now, when you got to drive your car, these things, and you're drinking, and God protect you, he's saying, not shit. I could allow death to take you out of here, but I'm going to speak to death and tell death, not shit. Death is always there to take us out. But it's God who is in control. And God speaks. And when God speaks, even death has to back up off of you. Oh, bless his name. Last year, this time, my precious husband was here with me. Today, he's gone. Last year, this time, my precious brother was here with me. Today, he's gone. In less than a year's time, I broke bread with my brother last year on Christmas Day. My husband and I sat and ate dinner with him that I had prepared with my own hands. And today, tonight, my brother and my husband are both not in my midst. But death was trying to get me. But God said on Sunday, not shit. As I look back over my life and I think things over, I can truly say that I am blessed. I got a testimony. You got one too. Think about the foolishness that you did when you were younger. Think about the stuff you've done since you've been older. And God has spared your life by saying, not shit. Oh, bless his name. That's not my message tonight. But in the meantime, I'm going to pause right here, and I'm going to let Dottie Peoples sing. We always welcome Mother singing to the glory and honor of God. We're going to allow Sister Dottie Peoples to sing us a song tonight. Oh, blessed name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're going to pull the song up. I hit it by accident and shut her off. I'm going to bring her back in just 1 second. Give me a second, please. But in the meantime, think about just how good God has been to you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to his mighty name. All right, I believe we're ready to hear this beautiful song. Amen and amen again. Let's go to Luke's gospel, the second chapter of Luke, starting at the first verse. And it came to pass in those days that there was not a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And his taxing was first made with Cyrenius, was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. As so it was, that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. Come on, somebody, tell the Lord, thank you for being delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came unto them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. I tell you, we need somebody to say that tonight. Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth. Or in other words, it say this way, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, because Jesus represents peace on the earth. He brought not only joy to the world, but he brought peace along with him. So therefore, it seems to be to me, if he's speaking peace, there must have been some turmoil or some chaos somewhere in order for Jesus to be born and come here talking about peace. My God, take that. For we know that the scriptures say that when you say peace, sudden destruction. There will be wars and rumors of wars, but Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. Ah, we serve a risen Savior that is the Prince of Peace. He's the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords, and he is the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah, Jesus. For the scripture lets us know that suddenly there was with the angels, suddenly. Apparently, when the angels came in the 12th verse and said, this shall be a sign unto you that you shall find the clothes, the baby clothed, wrapped in a swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. The baby had on clothes in a manger, swaddling clothes. There were several babies born, apparently, Because if Jesus was the only baby that was born at that particular time, it would matter for you to identify him. Because that would be the only baby in the area. But to establish and to distinguish that this was the chosen one, that this was the prophesied one that they had talked about back in the Old Testament, that he would be coming through 42 generations. This is the child. This is the Christ child. Born in Bethlehem, just like the scripture said he would. So you see, by Caesar Augustus. See, we got to learn to stop fighting God's program. God has an appointed time. God has a certain way that he wants to bring about his word that he spoke in advance. So therefore, he allowed Caesar Augustus to come up with his time. And you had to go back to where you came from to give account for the taxes that you must pay. Joseph and Mary, apparently, according to the scripture, was in Galilee. Joseph wasn't from Galilee. Therefore, he couldn't pay taxes at Galilee. Well, you do the same thing now. I live in Delaware. I pay taxes where I live. Not only do I pay taxes where I live, I don't care if I was in New York or in South Carolina, I cannot vote in either state because I am Delaware. So I have to be in Delaware in order to cast my vote. Even if I do an absentee ballot, it's still being cast in the state where I'm registered. So Caesar Augustus came up with this tax, made a decree that every person would pay tax where it come from. Other than that, the scripture would have not been fulfilled that he would be born in Bethlehem, that he would be born in the city of David. And Mary is in Galilee with Joseph. And she was full, the scripture said, that it was near her time. Let me go back and get the proper wording so that you'll understand it. I don't know if you're following along in the Bible with me or not. I don't know. My God, I have to go all the way back. Where Mary, his wife, and so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should deliver. So it's up here just a little bit high. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, into the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. So he could not pay taxes there. I already brought that point. To be taxed with his wife, great. She being great with child.
To be taxed with Mary, his espoused.
Oh, hallelujah.
To be taxed with Mary,
she
his
was
espoused.
Great,
being great
with
child.
Child.
And
so it was. And so it was that while they were there, see, the days were accomplished while they were there. All right, let's move on from that. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, bless his name. For unto us is born. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Now, from what I'm told, that swaddling clothes are rags. for you shall find the babe clothed or wrapped in rags. That's how you're going to be able to tell the difference between the babies. Apparently, all the other babies were dressed in beautiful clothes. Maybe some didn't have any clothes on at all. I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't know. No one ever brought that out. But they distinguished Jesus from these other babies by his clothing. They knew him by his clothes. My God. I like that. They knew him by his clothes. The shepherds tending to their flock knew Jesus by what he had on and his location. If you call 911, they want to know your location. They want to know what's going on. Person had just had a stroke. They want to know, are they conscious? Is anyone with them? Are they breathing? They want to know so that they can establish of what they need to be sending to see if it would help that person. Put my glasses back on. I'm almost finished. We're talking about Jesus. What a wonderful child. So holy, meek, in mile, and suddenly, verse number 13, I'm almost done. There was with the angel, suddenly. Now, if you read this and follow me, the angels seem to have been by themselves. When they came and told them to fear not, that the child was born today or tonight in the city of David, you will find a baby. They gave a complete description of how and what they were looking for. But this scripture says, and suddenly, quickly, there was with the angels a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even to Bethlehem. They was curious. They were inquisitive. They wanted to see if what the angels had spoken of really was so. You're that way too, aren't you? You want to confirm what you've been told. So you want to see, well, you know what? Maybe I should just go and check this out for myself. I already have a map. The angel has given me the GPS. And on the GPS is telling me that this baby will be lying in a manger wrapped in swaddling clothes. So it's not hard to find this baby. He may be amongst other babies, but this one stands out because of where it lay and what it's wearing. I feel the anointing of God right now. Where is your baby? I hear God say, where is your baby laying? Where is your baby laying tonight? Can you have, God, I thank you. Can your baby be found? Thank you, Jesus. Tonight, can you? Can anyone find your baby? Can you identify your baby? Your baby now should be on the inside of you. You've been going to church for 42 years. Your baby is not in a manger anymore. Your baby should be on the inside of you. when they see you, can they identify your baby? Or do they identify the father of lies in you? But the shepherds had their map. They had their GPS given to them by the angel. Said, look, the angel said it like this. Look, I know y'all gonna go look. But there's other babies out there, so you want all the babies look alike. So we made sure that this baby went into a manger. And just in case that there's another baby out there in the manger, we're going to let you know what to look for once you find the manger and the baby. It is not wrapped in swaddling clothes. It is not the Christ child. That baby belongs to someone else. But the one that's filled with the Holy Ghost and came down to save his people from their sins, that's the baby you're looking for. Hallelujah. You're looking for the wrong baby. If you find the baby fine dressed, laid back in an inn somewhere with all the nurses and everyone taking care of it, that's the wrong baby. That baby can do nothing for you. But you got to keep on looking. Go out where the animals are. Because he created, hallelujah, the animals. He said, I and my Father are one. His Father created everything. And Jesus was with God when he created the world. So therefore, for Jesus to be amongst the animals was not a disrespect in no wise. Because he made them like he made you. But if you find a baby in designer jeans, that baby can't help you. If you find a baby in Gucci and Louis Vuitton, and my favorite one is Michael Kors. There's just something about Michael Kors that makes me press my shoulders up. I feel like I'm on my way somewhere with Michael Kors. But if you find Michael Kors sneakers, I got a pair of those. And if it's not MK, it's not JC, oh, bless his name. If it's marked MK, it is not JC. And I don't mean JC Penny either. I mean JC the Emmanuel, the Christ child, God who's with us. Fine. That baby. Ooh, you better keep on stepping. Let's move on. I'm almost done. Lord, my time is up anyway. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. And it came to pass, angels were gone away from them into heaven. The shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass. See that? This thing has come to pass. See, they want to know. They said, we stand out here. We going looking. We going to see what we can find because I just got to see it for myself. I know that the angels are real, and I know what the angels told me. It wasn't a figment of my imagination, but I got to go see it with my own eyes. Which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste. They got in a hurry and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angels before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of two turtle doves or two young pigeons. You know, you have that song, and a partridge in a pear tree, two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me. But we're not talking about five golden rings. We're not talking about that. We're talking about Jesus, the golden one. He's the one that supplies. He's got the gold that you need. We're talking about Jesus, the wonderful child, the Christ child, so holy, meek, and mild. Jesus is the answer for this world today. You want to know what's wrong with the people? Yeah, I can tell you they need Jesus. Jesus is the answer for the world today. And above him, there's no other. Jesus is the way. I tell you all tonight, go and have yourself a Merry Christmas. But remember to keep Jesus in your Mary and Christ in your Christmas. My time is almost up, and I want to play one more song. Merry Christmas to you all, and may you be safe and be wise at the same time. Don't allow your family members to cause you to go into a debt that you cannot get out of quickly. Just smile and tell the Lord thank you. They'll be all right. They'll get over it. Oh, bless his name. Come on, let's see if we can go tell it on the mountain. And I close out with go tell it on the mountain. Merry Christmas, everyone. Remember, Jesus is the reason for the season.
Jesus, I'm here for you. Tell him now. I could never get away from Pastor Delina without singing this song. It was a song that I wrote, probably over 40 years ago, I guess. I was leaving out of a church service in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. We were in the church, and it was just a wonderful time. And I was riding with the campus pastor at that time and his wife, and I was sitting in the back seat, and as we were going through the city, we passed a bar, and all of a sudden a fight broke out, and we kept riding. One of the persons in the car remarks, "Oh, that's a shame, they in that fight, they ought to be in church." And I thought that, and I said, "But who's gonna tell them Jesus loves him? Who's gonna tell him there's a better way? Who's gonna warn him other things coming on him so God can turn their nights today?" I'm gonna say it. Who's gonna tell him Jesus loves him? Who's gonna tell him there's a better way? Who's gonna warn him of the things coming on them so God can turn their minds today?
Yeah. iPad and Beats Fit Pro, all on us. Don't miss out. Verizon.